This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But now we are streaming just about everywhere. You can always listen on the Odyssey app. But now, 92.9 FM ESPN is on both the TuneIn Radio app as well as the iHeartRadio app. So you can download those. Just search for us and stream anytime, anywhere. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey. How's it going?
It's going great. My company is in studio, and I owe him a sincere apology. Uh-oh. He, of course, is Kevin Cerrito. He's the host of Writer Than Right Trivia tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. on the Jeff Calkins Show. We're playing all month long for two tickets to any day at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Also, I need to be instructed to remind you, kids under 15 get in free with a purchased adult ticket. So that's a great opportunity to go out to the golf tournament. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kev, here's why I owe you an apology.
Yes, what is it?
So, on last week, Kevin had his company Christmas in July party.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, is it this Saturday?
Yeah, it's coming up this weekend. Yeah.
Okay, oh, never mind. I don't owe you an apology yet. I told Aaliyah, I was like, do you want to go? She's like, yeah, let's go. And then Aaliyah, last second, went out of town to go visit her friend down in Starkville. And because she wasn't there, I don't have the calendar. And I thought it was Sunday, and I went to see Superman. And then I got
you
back.
You saw Superman.
I got back from Superman, and I was like, oh, God, I think I forgot Kevin's party.
No, it's coming up this weekend. We do our annual Christmas in July.
Well,
it's coming
I missed it. I don't owe you an apology yet.
On Sunday. Not yet. Yay. Not until you go and you go see F1 or something else.
Well, that's the problem. So I was between, I still haven't seen F1. I was between F1 and Superman.
Well, y'all, I think you made the right choice, right?
See if y'all tell me but that was, my justification was this simple. F1 was not showing on either a Dolby screen. Obviously, it's not on IMAX because Superman was out.
Right. The newest movie is going to be on the.
Right. But it wasn't even showed on a Dolby Atmos. So you didn't have like the recline. It was like, it's like just in a back theater. And so I was like, well, you know what? I'll just go see Superman.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go see Smurfs. That's where you're going to go see Smurfs. The new Smurfs movie comes out this weekend.
I did not also realize, because I considered doing IMAX, but instead I went with the Dolby Atmos. The afternoon Superman, I didn't know we're still doing IMAX 3D.
Wait, it was in 3D?
So half or basically, if there were four showings of Superman,
right,
one was IMAX 3D, the other three were IMAX.
Okay.
But I didn't even know we were still doing three. I thought we had collectively as a society, we just decided we're out.
Well, we did it before and went back to it. But I guess this wasn't a full, complete separation yet. I don't think we've separated from it again. But, you know, we went 3D. We went, say, we don't want any more. I think Avatar reignited the interest in 3D. But I don't know. I haven't seen something in 3D in a while. I thought COVID might have once again knocked it out. Like, I don't want to wear glasses that somebody else was wearing.
My problem is I wear contacts, and when you put those glasses on, like, it just messes with your eyes. So
have you given your review of Superman yet on the radio?
Jeff asked me yesterday. I'm trying to do spoiler free because it's still a big movie, and I understand everything.
Look, the main concern of this is that it was political. Were you able to escape, or was it political?
I did not feel preached at.
Did not feel. That's great. All right.
I did think it was very fun. I thought too much was happening.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's not spoiling too much, but there's still like another multiverse thing, and I'm just so checked out on all multiverse things. I will say, I've told George, it makes sense in the context of if you know the characters, but I'm out.
Well, that's still the big problem that I don't think, well, obviously DC has had a lot of problems and the leadership of who was directing the movies, and they fixed it here. They brought James Gunn over, right? They brought him over from the MCU. But also James Gunn is known for making something we didn't care about something we did care about. He's now taking over Superman as like the biggest name you can get, right? So it is different than taking the underdog story.
I was gonna say, it's a little.
It's taken.
Well, he kind of inserts that,
right? But you take the Guardians.
Correct.
Let's say from a creative fan standpoint, like
Suicide
he's
Squad,
somebody,
like every, yeah, he's good with the outcasts, like the non brand names,
right? Exactly. So Superman is as big of a brand as you get. You know, it's jumping from the American Athletic Conference to. Jump into the SEC in a way. I mean, the MCU obviously is a huge deal. But I have not seen Superman yet. I want to. The reviews are all positive, and you're echoing what I've heard from many people, which are the concerns people had about it, which were last minute, who knows what they really came from, just mainly, I think, interviews from James Gunn. But
no, I'll tell you exactly what it came from, because I watched an internet movie. There is a... air quotes, entertainment reporter for Variety. And he is a Esther. And so he started asking like super leading questions on the red carpet. And that's kind of where it all stemmed from. But I did not feel like it was very preachy at all.
Right. That's great. You were able to escape. You enjoy it. And the biggest problem, though, for Hollywood right now, I think they've realized some of the issues, and they're trying to fix the MCU and all. The problem is when you are, like you pointed out, you've seen this movie. I haven't seen it yet, but your biggest issue is that there was too much going on.
Yeah.
That like they're too busy servicing all these other properties that the actual movie you're watching is a disservice because they're having to insert character here.
Correct.
Like you got to figure out a way to insert this character into the movie.
They're trying
to
sell.
But like, I didn't have the character in the movie. Well, you got to put him in there because we're going to do this other TV series with
selling,
this character
it's
or whatever.
Selling whatever whatever's coming next.
Yeah.
And it's like, make the movie. I'll figure it out from there.
Yeah. But that's great news. So Superman. So yeah, no apology needed. We've got trivia again tomorrow, which are you, this kid's getting free thing. Is this new for the golf tournament?
I have just heard it promoted this year. I want to say, they might have done it last year, but it is
any day.
Correct. With
buy
the purchase,
a ticket,
with the purchase of an adult ticket.
One kid. We're not worried there are going to be too many kids. So they have a new kids zone area for the kids set up where they can go all run around and make some noise because it's a golf tournament.
I think we're just trying to fill up the space.
All right.
I think we're just trying to get butts in seats.
No, it's a great promotion. I think if you've got the space for it, let the kids in free, and you're going to definitely develop some fans of it, right? The kids are going to like it. And you're going to sell a lot more ice cream.
Pronto Pups. I think it's my favorite event every year.
Every year.
I mean, of the sporting events. My favorite event is Barbecue Fest / whatever, Smoke Slam.
But annual sporting event.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. We don't have a competing golf tournament yet until the Saudis come in here, right?
And then put it in Nashville. that was predictable.
All right, well, that's fair.
Yeah, they're always going to be going that direction. All right, we will get into some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. We'll also, during this hour, get into our TV timeout. We have the ESPYs tonight. Also, some news from Fox Sports with Barstool. We will get into the list during hour number two. The University of Memphis has found out their NCAA fate following the softball and basketball allegations. Spoiler alert, everybody, everything's fine. Also, The Athletic has now introduced quarterback tiers for college football, so we'll go and discuss that as well. CJ Hurt's going to join us during hour number two. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. But let's not waste any more time. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. All right, boys, buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. The highlight of the All-Star game was the return of players' individual uniforms.
Ooh, that it seemed to be the thing that took over the social media accounts that I follow. Everybody seemed excited about it, right? And I guess sometimes you take something away just to bring it back and it gets exciting.
I would say we might have had a seminal moment in the history of baseball, particularly online baseball. It was the first time I never saw anyone complain about something baseball did.
Yeah.
Like, it's neither the most universally praised thumbs up decision I've ever seen.
It's been since pre-COVID. 2019 was the last time the All-Star game took place where the players wear their actual uniforms, right? And so they wear the uniforms for the teams that they play with. There were All-Star jerseys that you can buy, of course.
Of course,
and we
obviously
saw those in the Home Run Derby.
Of course.
And other festivities throughout the week.
Also, when did we get rid of the celebrity softball game?
They didn't.
They played it?
It was on, like, Friday at, like, noon or something. It was completely tucked away, hidden. No one talked about it. I didn't see much from it.
Case in point, I had no idea it happened. I knew that they had started. I thought what they used to do was they filmed it early and then they would release it after the Derby or whatever. They'd chop it up as a package.
TV. I want to say they just put it out there when it was happening.
Did we also have the Futures game?
We did have the Futures game.
Okay. There you go. More you know.
So the uniforms, you think that did it make that big of a difference for your viewing experience? Because we debate uniforms quite often these days because people are adding ads to the uniforms. You've got the Grizzlies wearing six different uniforms just during the playoffs, it seems like.
Correct.
You know, and they're wearing colors that are not their colors. They're wearing cities on their jerseys that are not their city.
Yes.
But in the All-Star game, it's pretty obvious in baseball which team you're playing for. So if you're in the field with a glove, that means you're playing, you're on defense at the moment, right? And then if you're at bat, then that means you're on the other team. So it's pretty easy to tell. It's really the only sport. It's harder to do it anywhere else because it could get confusing. But
I think the way that I would describe it is it felt right.
Like, you know
what I mean? Like, you're watching and you're like, it clicked. Like, I was actually not the world's biggest hashtag hater of the All-Star game jerseys, with the exception being I thought they always sucked. I thought the jersey, but I didn't care that they were wearing an All-Star jersey. Like, that didn't bother me much as it bothered everyone else.
Oh, like our local guy, Brent Rooker's wearing the All-Star jersey during the Home Run Derby. And like the jerseys where I was like, what is this? Was he play for Atlanta now? It was like AL, right?
Right.
It was confused. It was not the greatest. Not the greatest jersey that they have.
Right. So, but when you're watching it yesterday, I don't know. It's more pleasing. Like, it's like, all right, I'm cool with it. I'm actually gonna sell it
as being the highlight.
I think the highlight is, have you seen, Kevin, the Hank Aaron, the presentation? Like, they did, like, they stopped it. It was like the, what do we call the graphics that wind up on the field? You see it all the time in hockey and basketball, like with the pregame, it's like a projection show.
Right. Okay.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
had it was like a multimedia experience where you had the projection show on the field. We incorporated fireworks. We had the voiceovers that were great. That I thought was actually the highlight. It was commemorating his 715th home run.
All right, I've
seen it. Phenomenal.
It was
awesome.
No, the
I still don't even know how they filmed
off,
it. Like, they filmed it. The way that they presented it on television was still amazing.
Yes, it was still
like it really
exceptionally
did,
well done.
It felt like sometimes when you have the TV recreation, it flattens it out so much that you're kind of like, this doesn't look that good. It still looked awesome.
Can I throw a fun fact in there?
Yes, you may.
Do you know who caught his 715th home run?
I do not. I do know that...
It was one of the bullpen pitchers at the time for the Braves.
So the bullpen pitcher or catcher?
Pitcher.
Leo Mazzoni?
At the time, a very young 26-year-old Tom House.
There you go.
Dr. Tom House.
Did not have that on my... there's another Dr. House. But to me, that was one of those gimmicks that when it starts, you know it's either going one of two ways. It's either going to be a disaster or they're going to nail it. Like, there's no... you're not going to see those types of presentations and you're like, that was a five. Like, it's either going to be a disaster or it's going to hit, and it absolutely hit.
It was awesome. It was great.
And then they had his widow there afterwards, and, like, she's breaking down because of how great it was. I did fire off on Twitter. His teammates do not get enough S for how pathetic the effort they made to carry him off the field after he touched home plate. Like, they didn't even get him up. Like, it was the weakest effort I've ever seen. They also cut out the fans that went and patted him on the back when he's rounding third, I've never understood. We know that happens. Like, why are they trying to rewrite the history? Like, we know it happens.
Right. That's a great question.
It's also kind of like part of it now, like that celebration.
But so you're saying that, but you go back to this on the field show.
Yeah.
I know you love fireworks.
I do.
So even on television. But what about I do think the swing off was definitely, of course, of note as possibly being a highlight and added excitement to this game. And maybe after so many years, you know, baseball had tried some, you know, they haven't been trying to fix things that much, but they did something new that we got to see for instead of extra innings. And plus, we went old school with the jersey. So sometimes, yep. Like, it's like both little tweaks. Really changed the whole thing yesterday.
I am so in on the swing off home run derby that
will it take away from Monday though?
Non playoff baseball. I hate what is referred to as the international rule to break a tie, which is you start with a runner on
ghost
second.
Runner.
You start with a runner on second. I can't stand it.
It seems
it.
Like a college football overtime rule.
It is a youth baseball thing.
Yeah,
like it is. With that being said, I do acknowledge, all right, regular season, let's get the games over with. That's all well and good. Give me the home run derby swing off versus the international rule to break a tie in the regular season.
Okay, regular season. Break the tie, no extra innings.
The only problem I had was the wet blankets out there that were like, this could have been Ohtani, this could have been Aaron Judge, Mike Stanton, Aaron Judge. Mike Judge, very different guy.
Oh, yes. It could have been Beavis and Butthead.
And Silicon Valley.
Yes. Well, there you go.
One of the most criminally underrated shows of all time.
I know you're a stand for that one.
That show's phenomenal. But
I mean, you got Office Space. You know, King of the Hill is back, though. We got to give him credit for that. Have you seen King of the Hill? I don't think it's dropped yet, but there's a trailer
out.
With Grown Up Bobby. I watched the trailer. I don't know if the full show is out, but a lot of new people doing voices on that show for unfortunate reasons.
Right? Yeah, that's not great at all. To me, though, like that, I was also thinking about this.
But the swing off was great. It was a success. Yes, I mean, as far as like this was.
Yeah, no, I think everybody, like the only people that were bummed about it were the people that were complaining that the big names, like Shohei, had left. Shohei was clearly on a private jet somewhere. He played the first inning.
That's
going
to be the problem. A lot of the players.
Correct.
Your bigger names are not going to be playing by the end of the
Correct.
Game. And so you're going to rely on. But they're all stars, though.
Correct.
They're all stars.
Yes.
And I do wonder, does it take away from the actual home run derby at all to you? Or will it make it matter less? Obviously, we're not going to go into extra innings every single all-star game. So I guess it probably won't. But it seems like baseball. Or are they just going to rely on home runs? Because that's the highlight, really, honestly, home runs. Runs is what we want to see. We want to see it on Monday. It was great. And we want to see some home runs. We don't want to see numbers. We don't want to see percentages, 0.0027 or whatever. We don't want to see that. We want to see an actual home run. Let them hit us some home runs. And let's see some more home runs today. It was a home run. It's a home run heavy sport.
Correct.
And it's definitely highlighted this week. Well, not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just asking questions.
The other thing, though, I was thinking about is, why do we get less... We get... As time goes on, dunks are less special to us. But a home run, we can see all of them. It still kind of brings the noise. What is it? Why do we fade on dunks, but home runs are like have staying power?
Oh, for sure. Like I'm watching the swing offs going down, and it's like, well, how can the NBA incorporate this? Like you can't do All-Star game ends in a doesn't well, no, it's not going to end in a tie
it's
very
the
often.
Soccer, it's the soccer argument, which is you know ending games on PKs is like deciding a basketball game with free throws. So it's like,
but it wouldn't be free throws. You could think of something else, right? Let's see the dunks or 3-point contest or something.
Yeah, and I feel like though if Silver did that, I'd roll my eyes.
Well, the dunk is a judged occurrence. So,
well, I think see if you dig this. I think because in the course of games, dunks are still awesome, but it's the dunk contest itself. So I think part of it is dunking over someone, having to make a dunk throughout the course of the game. There has to be a defensive element that we still love. When it's just dunking on air, we don't care.
We don't like how it's manufactured. I guess the dunk contest sometimes feels like, cool, you're able to do this ridiculous 360,
whatever.
Well, like,
I have to bring in a car. I have
exactly.
To, yeah.
Meanwhile, in a summer league game, we have Johnny Furphy absolutely postering this rookie from France, and everyone loves it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's something about there has to be somebody trying to stop the dunk.
Furphy had some violence.
There's anticipation with the home run. Like, you get to watch, is it you know, the going, gone element to that. The dunk goes quicker. But maybe, like, we've seen lots of home runs over the past few days, and it makes me wonder, should the Olympic sport just be the home run derby and not actually baseball? Should we just do a home run derby at the Olympics? The baseball is coming back to the Olympics in 2028.
So the issue, though,
should it just be, let's hit some home runs?
George, I saw some headline, I didn't have time to read it, but there was the date that they've selected for the baseball tournament returning to the Olympics. It's like MLB will not be happy about this because Manfred has been on the record as saying it has to be negotiated through the collective bargaining agreement. But he is actually in favor of delaying the All-Star game and making the All-Star game the Olympics and making the break be the Olympic break.
I think
it came, isn't it in like August, like mid-late August, I think the dates were.
So
it's according to what I'm saying, it's set for mid-July. It overlaps with the regular season.
I still think that we're going to run into the exact same problem that we run into the World Baseball Classic, which is, our best pitchers are not going.
100%. They're not.
Now, does that...
Although I would love to see Scooble just...
I do think some of our... I feel like in the WBC, we get like 60% of our position players that are the best that play.
It's a last time around, we got a pretty high number.
It's the pitching that's the problem.
Oh, but that's for every country usually, except Japan. But that's
Dominican, their guys, their studs throw.
Oh, well, they always throw.
Yeah.
They play the Dominican League. They play.
After the season gets done, they go and play more baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is insane.
Love them for it.
But yeah, congrats on that.
That was thinking, my home run derby at the Olympics would.
I have a highlight from it that I picked out
Separate from the home runs?
Separate from the home runs.
From the uniforms?
Separate from the uniforms. I love the uniforms. I love the swing-off. The ABS. It works. I don't understand why they seem
Kevin,
like they're
taking
this much
time. Kevin, that's the automatic ball strike. So it's
the challenge
it's the,
system.
Yeah, yeah.
You tap the helmet.
It was
I think
snappy.
Everybody.
It was fast.
Well,
efficient.
I was texting with my buddy. We played high school baseball together, and he was like, what's truly amazing is I think everybody got their challenge correct.
Yeah.
And we're just like, it just shows to be a major league hitter, your eyes are so unbelievably trained that like they just know.
Even catchers, because it was in that ninth inning with Chapman. What was that, 100 painted bottom in?
Man, is that guy really avoided. Like,
wait, so the fact that Alejandro Kirk is like, oh yeah, this is 100% in there.
Yeah.
But we think we should be having challenges in an All-Star game, though?
Well, so the challenge in the All-Star game was to test it for potential regular
season. They're trying to see how it worked. And for the most part, I think the guys forgot they could do it until like
spring training.
They've done it in spring training too. The problem is I don't know if it's the umpires union. There's a bunch of hoops that they're having to jump through. They can't just announce we're using this
for sure.
So that's a big part of it. I'm with you. All right, see if y'all buy this though. Truist Park has been there for what now? It feels like 10 years, which is sad. That's probably
a
stretch.
Has it been that long?
It's probably a stretch to say 10 years, but it's been there, I bet, since like at least 2018.
I would
17.
Think so.
2017. All right, so we're not quite 10 years, but we're at 8. It looks like every other ballpark that's a new ballpark, and you're like, I'm sure if I went there, I would like it. But I've never had like the, I've got to get to that. The way that they presented it during the All-Star game, like the drone footage, everything, they made the stadium look as cool as possible. And to me, it's just kind of like when you see it, if you're just watching a Braves game, it just looks like generic new ballpark that's built in that same style that we've had since Camden Yards. But I felt like they really made me actually want to go based on how they presented the stadium.
I buy that. I agree. I think it looked really good.
No, you're right. It's
we also had an electric flyover. We had an F-35 in the flyover, which I was like, I think that's an F-35. And it was. That was huge. We had Ludacris out there, which was also phenomenal for just watching the baseball fans that it irritated. Like, that was worth it alone. Like, it's like, it's Atlanta. What did you think? Good anthem by Zach Brown Band and elite God Bless America at seventh inning from the gentleman that belted out God Bless America. It was like from the Brave something club. It was like a Brave singing club. But he was absolutely brilliant. They clearly have some affiliation with the team because he also had a World Series ring. Did not seem like he played.
Interesting.
Probably not.
Yeah, but shout out to Major League Baseball. They haven't messed with the All-Star game that much, and they haven't messed where it is on the calendar because I was also thinking – you know, we're real upset on this show about the draft being the NBA draft being starting on a Wednesday, and it just messed everything up. Your whole week, you were just so confused, more so than a holiday week on what day it was. And like, this is the All-Star game might be the best middle of the week, weekday sporting event that we've got that's reliable on it. Non-holiday weekday sporting event.
What would we even throw in there?
Well,
because I think you're right.
The start of the NCAA tournament, right? So that's Thursday. So you've got that is very associated with that day. And there's some worry, if they expand the tournament, are they going to mess with, is Thursday going to be messed with there? Because if that moves, that's really going to, we're all of a sudden starting the games on Wednesday or Tuesday. I don't know how our minds are going to wrap around that. So I think maybe that would be your biggest weekday event. And this is next, but is this your biggest Tuesday event? For sure. Tuesday is such a slow sports day, and they still put the All-Star game on a Tuesday with the Monday being the home run derby. It flows well. It fits. That it's happening and that it's going to be on July on a Tuesday.
So. I think what also last night solidified, not that I was really ever confused by it, they can tweak format all they want with the NBA. The reality is it simply comes down to, why is this the best All-Star game? Because it is the game that looks the most like the real sport. It's guys throwing hard. Now, are they playing it like it's game 7? No. Are they mic'd up and having conversations throughout it? Like, is it gimmicked up a little bit? Sure. But in the end, it's guys throwing hard. It's guys trying to make plays.
Right.
Like, that's, well, it's all, they can come up with whatever format they want for the NBA. It's not going to matter.
More breaks. So, like, the game of baseball, you have so many breaks, whether you're.
Well, and there's just less fear in baseball of injury during a play.
Okay, the NBA, you are constantly playing in the NBA while you're on the court, you're playing.
Correct.
And in baseball, you're just standing there or you're sitting there most of the time. You got to be great when it's time for the play to happen, but it's easier for it. And I'm not saying it's easier for it to be that way. And it goes back to what you're saying. It's more like the real sport. It's like, and they wore their team's uniforms, which they they, you know, they need to. Like, I got to always constantly learn who's playing for where and whatever, and that's good for long-term branding. If this is one of your most watched events of the year, like this in the World Series.
That's actually a very good point. It helps you identify not only new big name, but where's he play?
Yeah.
Yes, and, no, and I think that's a great point.
A chance. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And I always bring things back to the MCU, right? But like, if the Avengers are playing, you know, or the Avengers were a team, I want them wearing their Avengers outfits and don't wear
right, they don't
like
have team
matching.
Issue.
I don't want a team Avengers outfit. I want Iron Man dressing like Iron Man and Captain America dressing like Captain America and Thor dressing like overweight Thor, the one
Fat Thor.
Yeah, Fat Thor, yeah.
I was gonna say
that's
who
I want to dress up. And then
what kind of shape's Hemsworth in? Because
Hulk's gotta be in his torn shorts and all that. So that's the All-Star game, when you're putting together the Avengers of baseball, let them wear what they usually wear.
Yeah, I just felt like baseball's kind of having a bit of a moment. Like, it also helps. Like, let's not deny the obvious factor. Like, the Yankees are good. The Mets are good. The Dodgers are good. The Red Sox have played well. The Cubs are good. Like, the brands that you need are there right now.
Right.
That's a huge part of it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do our TV timeout. We got the ESPYs tonight. I know everybody's fired up for that, but also some news from Fox Sports. Also, I'm working a little bit of WWE. We got to figure out whether or not Seth Rollins is really hurt, because that kind of impacts the rest of the summer.
Might need to get Pablo Torre.
Yeah,
this
we might. I think he's going after the NBA now, the gambling ring.
Ooh,
he's going after the gambling scandal. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
ESPN. All right, Kevin, it's that time of the week. We've got our TV timeout, and I want to start first with wrestling, then we'll get to the ESPYs, and then some news from Fox Sports. Okay, I had mentioned to you last week, it was still unclear to me why we were giving Goldberg a send-off. Having watched the match, and we're not even going to get to the, I haven't even gotten to the post-game, the retirement speech part of it. I still don't know why we did that. All I will say this, though. All it made me do was have that much more respect for Gunther, because he got a pretty decent match out of a guy that notoriously is not a good worker.
A long match. One of Goldberg's longest matches of his career. I mean, this, so you have to go back a few decades since the last time he wrestled this long. But, yeah, a lot of – well, the reason why we saw Goldberg's retirement was in part because WWE's counter-programming for AEW. So AEW, WWE's
you know, okay.
competing organization. Their biggest show of the year was in Texas this weekend, the All In stadium show. They had one of their largest crowds ever. So they're trying to compete with that weekend. So they threw together this Saturday night's main event. It was in Atlanta. So it's like...
And Saturday night's main event also exists in this purgatory where they're elevated from Raw or SmackDown, but they're not quite pay-per-views. And so they kind of sit in this like weird territory of like, is this required reading? Like they're in like this weird zone.
Right. They could slip through your routines and stuff that the, but anyway, so they
okay counter programming AEW.
So WWE is like, we need to counter counter program, but we're counter programming against. I mean, AEW is not near the level of WWE as far as mainstream attention or any or ratings or anything like that. However, they are on a good path, right? Right now, people think WWE
it is their most successful.
WWE's down on creatively this year. AEW's back up creatively, so like it's swinging in the other direction. So they're always on defense and trying to be dominant monopoly type activity. So that's why we got Goldberg's match this weekend.
All
we
right, also that had checks out.
An all women's pay-per-view this weekend. But most people thought Goldberg had retired. But he has supposed to have retired now, but we always go back, well, will somebody else have another match? Now I thought it was going to be Goldberg's last match, but he's since gone on podcast, and he's very upset about his last match. We both watched Goldberg's final match.
Yep.
It was against Gunther, the world champion, holds one of the big belts in WWE. It was a long match. Goldberg didn't look awful. Goldberg known for short matches, right? But he was not happy with all of it, and apparently he's signed a non-disclosure agreement that's going to have to expire somewhat soon, and then he's going to talk more about not being happy. But it's very weird to be talking the week after your retirement that you were not happy.
And so for those that don't know, essentially what happens, he has the match. There was a weird amount...
With a three-week hype. So that's the thing. Like, saying, why is this happening? The match got a three-week hype. Goldberg's complaining now that he wishes they would have announced it like in January. So at least there was like some anticipation and build. January seems like a long hype and build, but I can see him wanting it a little bit longer. He say it should have been on a pay-per-view instead of what you're saying, the Purgatory show that is Saturday night's main event. But it was against the champion. So, I mean, I do think that was a great. And then you're talking about his retirement speech that gets cut off.
Right. So they break to commercial afterwards. There was also an unusually high number of commercials for these types of events. And I've even watched Saturday Night's Main Event. Like, it felt like every single match started and then they went to a commercial. It really did feel like you're watching Raw or you're watching SmackDown, I should say now, because Raw is kind of with Netflix. It's
right.
It's a little, the formatting is a little bit differently. But then they come back. Michael Cole is in the ring. He basically asks him one question. Goldberg's basically like in the middle of his send-off, like is thanking everybody and saying, and then they just roll the credits.
Yeah, that's just don't even show that on television.
Yeah,
like, make that an exclusive for online.
YouTube account or whatnot. Like, I didn't understand why they even felt the need to do it.
But does Goldberg have any leg to stand on? Should he have any right to complain about how they sent him off? Because here's a guy who hasn't wrestled in 4 or 5 years. And the last few matches he had were awful. They brought him back to give him a retirement send-off in his town in Atlanta. And he got to wrestle one of the biggest stars in the company. And, of course, he did the job like you're supposed to on your way out. But, like...
I'm going to say yes in this sense. Do I need to hear Goldberg's send-off speech? No. But if they
that was part of it. That he thinks it should have had a bigger build and been on a bigger stage.
My whole thing is, like, I care less about that. My deal is, if you are bringing him back and you're giving him the send-off, give him the appropriate send-off.
I want to see people work the mic. As a wrestling, you know, when I'm going to wrestling shows, I want to hear from the wrestlers. I want to hear from them, especially if it's Goldberg retiring. So maybe they posted the full video, but will Goldberg now want another match? I don't know. His son highly involved in
this stuff. Well, that was the other thing
I
was trying to figure out. I was like, is his son getting signed by the company?
I don't know.
How old is his son? Like, that's the other thing. It's like, I can't. Is he like?
I feel like he was like, is he 19 now? Maybe.
And is he not going to college?
I read some stuff about
that. I'm not crying, obviously, but
WWE, you know, is involved in NILs and stuff.
Well, like, they've been signing college athletes. Like, yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Goldberg stopped his son from signing a WWE NIL deal, is something that I stumbled upon. How truthful that is, I don't know. Well, that's, of course, always when you're reporting on wrestling is not knowing.
It's, yeah, but there's always this element. Is this a work?
Like, but it is bizarre. So Goldberg coming in. So now, yeah, you do wonder, is Gunther now in line to be the guy to beat Cena at the end of the year for Cena?
So Meltzer's saying.
Yeah, so.
Okay, and then
really putting that guy over.
The other thing is, and we talked a little bit about this with Munz on Monday.
Some wrestling. There's some interesting wrestling news right now. It's slow summertime.
Where are you on Seth? Because Munz thinks it's a work. I'm undecided, but leaning towards I think it's a legit injury.
So Seth Rollins getting injured on that same show, the Goldberg's retirement. So that's part of the what makes wrestling great is when we can have these conversations is what is real, what is not. That, to me, is always one of the most fascinating parts about it. And so Seth Rollins goes down with a leg injury in the middle of the show, but then questions arise, was this legit or not? Because there was rumors that some people claimed to have known about it days in advance and that maybe Seth had a minor injury going into it. I think he really is hurt. Now, Seth was guest hosting, it was a Rich Eisen show this week. Yeah,
I mean, I've seen him. He was hosting Good Morning Football a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
But no, like this week, like today, today or yesterday, he had a statement because he was hosting that.
Did I also see him in Becky's vacation house, which is in California? I think that got broken into.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. But anyway, so Seth, I believe he is hurt. He's walking around with crutches, obviously. Well, you would, right? Andy Kaufman walked around with a neck brace.
I mean, your boy Tony Khan made a draft pick with a neck brace.
Per my understanding, my research, I feel like I'm buying into the theory that Seth was hurt going into Saturday night and they decided to make an angle out of it. And even possibly thinking about Halliburton and how he was injured on television and how that was a big deal. Like, what if he gets injured?
Yeah.
Like, they rip stuff from the headlines all the time. And like, oh, what if Seth got hurt in the match and we can stage that and his with a leg injury. So I think he was possibly has a minor injury. They made a bigger deal about it in part of the show. He holds the Money in the Bank briefcase. He's coming back to cash that in sooner rather than later. That's what I'm believing with it. But they're being very vague. Like, they are asking Paul Heyman about it on television. He gives vague answers. Seth Rollins, when he was on the Eisen show, he was saying, like, they couldn't diagnose what's wrong in Birmingham because of swelling or something. Something just seems very much like, I mean, I thought Birmingham was supposed to have the best leg doctors possibly. How are we this many days removed and you can't tell us what's wrong?
Right, it's not like you have a virus and they can't feel like it's...
If he got injured on Saturday and it's Tuesday, shouldn't we know what's...
It's intentionally confusing.
But are they embracing the buzz by being confusing? That's wrestling.
I mean, there's always an element of that. Okay. All right. Now we move on to tonight. We have the ESPYs, and I have a question for everyone. Do you care?
About the ESPYs?
Correct.
I mean, your quick answer is no, right? If you're doing a quick speed round.
I have universally checked out on the ESPYs.
I tried to make myself care because I know I was hosting this radio show today. It is the the go home show for the ESPYs.
Yes,
the
of course.
It's our preview show. It should be a big sports award show. We should be excited about it and we should be previewing it. I click up the nominees. It was just kind of boring.
The nominees are, I will tell you, as follows: who will show up? Like, that's the thing, is they've made it's a made for TV event to begin with.
Right.
Okay. Fine, so be it. But it's even more so. Like, it is, it feels like it's like a PR or agent award ceremony where it's just like, who can be seen? Now, The one curveball in this, I am a little bit interested in Shane Gillis hosting.
Oh, yes. So, yes. Possibly, I think going in, he could say something tonight, Jeffrey, that you're going to be talking about on the radio tomorrow. I think that's very possible, and that's not typical, I would believe, for the SB host. This guy is controversial in a way that he's still, you know, he was controversial, but not really canceled, but for a second was canceled. He had a job at SNL.
Yeah.
He was in the SNL cast.
I would say he got canceled for 6 minutes.
And then
ironically, it became... Because
it became part of his gimmick.
Right. Well, it also, it's like, he got canceled for an off-color joke, unlike doing something predatory. So, in the end, it kind of backfired because now he's bigger than SNL. Right. He's bigger than any cast member they have.
He hosted SNL this season. I remember watching. This guy... He's hosted more than once now, but I know he was on this season and had a monologue that was just like crickets so much. Like, he says things that are controversial.
Yeah.
A lot of times just to get the reaction versus is it funny or not, he's going to say something controversial. And like, will we get that today? NBC Saturday Night Live is a little bit different than, you know, Disney-owned ESPN. And there's a bunch of tough guys there, but... Like, hey, we saw Will Smith get up and slap Chris Rock. Are we going to see somebody get upset?
Well, he's also a big guy.
He is big.
Now, but he's in a room full of professional athletes. He's not
that big.
Right.
But there's potential that this is the ESPY's Ricky Gervais moment. Like, I'm not trying to overhype what we're going to see tonight, or some of us might see because it's the ESPY's. But, like, Ricky Gervais really made the Golden Globes must watch. For what he was going to say, like, what would this guy say in this room front of these people? Like, he would say things about 100%. The people there. Ricky Gervais, a big part of the Golden Globes.
I would only watch his segments.
Right. His peak. He was the best. He's considered the best host of the Golden Globes. And then you've got the ESPYs. Like, who? This may be the least famous host of anybody ever to host the ESPYs.
All right. So
he's not a household name.
Going back. I don't know, though. He's in this weird category of he is selling out arenas.
Is he selling out arenas?
Yes.
Well, let's get him for the Liberty Bowl, then. We need somebody for Simmons Bank Liberty Park. Like, we need some comedy concerts up
but
in there.
It is that weird reality of, like, do either of our moms know who he is? My guess is no.
Or grandmothers. He's not a household name. But let's look at – do you have a list of who's hosted the ESPYs? Before, and none of them, I think, gave me the idea that it was, ooh, what are they going to say?
Correct. Serena last year.
Serena was last year? Yeah, okay, that was, yeah.
No host. Boring. Yeah.
No.
In 2023.
The ESPYs should always have a host.
That was the year they couldn't get anyone.
Yeah, Golden Globes did it as well, where they did the no host. No host is no good.
Yes.
No good. Bad idea.
Steph Curry.
Okay, so we haven't had a comedian in a minute.
Anthony Mackie, not a comedian, but a performer.
And this is what, this was back in...
Anthony Mackie was 2021. This was like a outdoor in New York ESPYs.
Yeah, he's not going to say anything.
No. I mean, I think that was when...
Big star, though. So far, all these are bigger stars.
I think that was when Falcon Shane... and Winter Soldier came out.
No. 2001?
The 2021. The TV show.
He was promoting the show.
I'm pretty sure that's
And that was a Disney time.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. But definitely, so, a bigger star, but yeah, not a, we haven't had a comedian in a minute on the ESPYs. All right.
2020 was the virtual Russell Wilson, Megan Rapinoe, Sue Bird.
Doesn't even count. Let's keep going.
2019, Tracy Morgan.
Ah, yeah. Icon there.
And
you wanted to see what he said, too, but Tracy's one of those guys I always say, no matter what Tracy says, it's hilarious to me. I love 30
yeah,
Rock.
But
Tracy
also,
can take anything, and his delivery is fantastic.
But Tracy's not really known as, while he's funny, he's not known as, like, the guy that makes fun of everyone. Like, it's more of like...
He's not going to be going after people. Right. He's going to say something ridiculous about himself.
Right.
More than anything.
Then we had Danica Patrick, Peyton Manning, Cena... In 2016.
Cena was a good choice, especially for that time.
I think
he's reading jokes that somebody else is writing.
I like him, but I think Shane Gillis today is bigger than Joel McHale was in 2015.
2015, Joel McHale, I don't think so. You can't, don't, Do you remember how big the soup was? I mean, it was still
big. I mean,
the
you
table
and
was
I
still
watched
big.
The soup. To me, if you're saying the big one, it's Community.
Community also big, though. That's what I'm saying. I was going to go
but
through
the
both.
But the soup was very
both.
Niche.
They're making a movie about Community. Has Shane Gillis been in a movie yet?
He's going to be in the Madden movie. The David O. Russell with Christian Bale and Nick Cage.
Oh, he's going to be in that?
Yeah, he's going to be in that, apparently.
What is he? Who is he playing?
I don't know. He showed up on set like, in character the other day. I mean, he's got his Netflix show.
No, he is a big, Shane Gillis, he's big, but he's also more polarizing. You know, we're in a new climate than we were back then with Joel McHale, right? I don't think anybody hates Joel McHale, but some people do hate Shane Gillis or offended by what he says. But you can put Joel on the list. Fine, put Joel on the list. But I'm baffled, honestly, for the ESPYs they've been playing it super safe. They've been playing it super safe. And to go from super safe to Shane Gillis as your host.
Well, it feels like it's a conscious choice, though.
Right, but also, can they not? So they're not finding anybody? You're saying a couple years ago.
No, I think it's the, hey.
We want the attention that he's going to bring.
I think also it is Disney, ESPN, ABC are all hypersensitive that they have been. They've probably swung too far on the pendulum to the left. And I think you bring Shane Gillis has become the, hey, we went quote unquote too woke. Let's get Shane Gillis. That'll even it up. Like that's kind of what Bud Light did.
And we started the show like don't make our superhero movies too political.
Right.
But here we go. We're making our ESPYs very political tonight. The ESPYs are going
to
be political.
Well, no, I think it's an effort to
the sport. Like this is a network.
It's an effort to like balance it.
To balance what? But they've even gotten away like, from it though.
Even though it's like Shane Gillis has somehow become like the people like act like he's Tucker Carlson, and it's like no, or you're listening to anything he says. Like it's just kind of like.
No,
dude humor.
There's a great, there's a lot of dude humor. There's a lot of charm to what he does in his presentation. He's fascinating to watch, whether you agree with what he's saying or not. But he is just more like he could be your neighbor, right?
Correct.
Like he's got that. Like,
it is the everyman quality.
Right. He's going to help you move something in your house if you need him to.
But
he's
going to rip
gonna,
you for it. Like
he's say something
He's going to complain the whole time.
Right. But there's a chance I'm looking forward to it. I hope I'm not overhyping it or overlooking, you know, it's the time of year, Jeffrey, right? We don't have much to look forward to in the world of sports. And very rarely do I say I'm looking forward to the ESPYs. But
I can tell.
And very rarely do I say, like, I don't really look forward to Shane Gillis' performances. But this combination, like with him returning to SNL, I want to watch him on SNL. I want to see what he can do here with the ESPYs tonight. If he's going to change the, there's a chance. It's like, is he never invited back? Is there going to be that controversy tomorrow?
I think it depends on how big the check is.
It could be. And how big the
video is
getting shared. But I know you're saying they want to balance it out because he is more of a conservative voice, but I thought they are completely trying to get away from any political talk on ESPN.
They say that they're doing that, but really what they're doing is they're, like, Mina Kimes is still able to voice her opinion, but, like, they are not letting anyone that says anything right-wing voice any opinion.
Well, they are. They are tonight.
Again,
they will
like,
be tonight.
He's pretty. That's the other thing. It's like, we've done this too far of a swing where it's like, if you're just kind of down the middle, everyone goes, right-wing comic. It's like, he's probably not as left as every other comic is, but they skew pretty far left. Like, that's not a perfect representation.
You know, and they just announced, speaking of Bill Goldberg, but they just announced he's hosting the ESPY 3 weeks ago, right? So Goldberg probably thinks he didn't get enough hype here going into it. But it was about 3 weeks ago he got announced. Norm MacDonald's considered one of the best ESPY hosts
of all time. I was going to say, the question
is, you know?
Is it memorable? Like, can he match Norm? Because Norm has truly one of the greatest ESPY performances, but to your point, was not invited back.
Yes, and Norm's delivery...
tell you what, man.
Yeah, forever tied into sports. And Norm, a bigger name at that time. You know, that's a shame. Because, I mean, Norm got cast on SNL and got to actually be a part of the
cast. I think this is post-firing, though.
Yes, of course. Definitely. It was, when was that? But
that was 98.
Was it 98? Yeah, so he was probably gone. And that was peak Norm time, but almost all Norm time was great. I'm looking for, I think we've got, I think that, If they want to make me interested in the ESPYs, the host is the way to do it. And I look at it more like Ricky Gervais changed the game of what the Golden Globe hosting is supposed to be. Shane Gillis could do that tonight. And because, I mean, what's her name hosting the Golden Globes this year? She wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Ricky Gervais, right?
I don't remember who hosted the Golden Globes.
Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser. Because she's got that irrelevant, like she would be a good
irreverent.
Irreverent. Yeah, sorry, I don't know what I said, but she would be a great host for the ESPYs too, if it works out tonight.
Yeah, but she also famously didn't watch sports until Taylor Swift's boyfriend started playing.
That's what we need for the ESPYs here. We need a different approach. Yeah. Definitely than the athletes. Just don't. You can agree. Don't have the athletes. Certain athletes hosting SNL.
It has
SNL,
to be
great.
A performer.
We need somebody to entertain us. You have boring categories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.